Today being the third day of Ramadan, 1445 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 13th day of March, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the annual Ramadan Tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Studio Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 17th ayah of Surah Al-Fusilat. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Okene, will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan EBU Zaria.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا ما جاء شهد عليهم سمعهم وأبصارهم وجلودهم بما كانوا يعملون وأما ثمود فهديناهم فاستحبوا العمى على الهدى فأخذتهم صاعقة العذاب الهون بما كانوا يكسبون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أما ثمود فهديناهم فاستحبوا العمى على الهدى فأخذتهم صاعقة العذاب الهون بما كانوا يكسبون الله تبارك وتعالى was telling us about the two different nations, the people of Ad and the people of Hud. He has told us that the people of Ad felt very proud to follow anybody. They felt proud to be corrected and they refused to follow the Prophet and claimed that if it is true, the Prophet was sent to them, why not the angel? Allah would have sent somebody down, not somebody that is with them. Then what followed? Allah said he sent them punishment of using wind that for seven continuous nights and eight continuous days until finally they were all uprooted from where they buried themselves half to the knee and they all died. Then he said, what of the rule of Anubi Salih, that is Thamud. For Amma Thamudu, Allah said, with respect to Thamud, that is the people of Anubi Salih, Fahadeinahum, we guided them. Fastahabul Ame Alal Hude. But they preferred blindness as against guidance. Fahadatum Saikat al Azabil Huni, and we seized them with a thunderbolt that struck them, that was so disgraceful on them. bima kanu yaksibun, because of what they incurred on themselves or what they themselves they earned, by this we perish them. Angel Gabriel just shouted once. That one shout was the Sa'ika, and all of them were perished.
وَنَجَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
وَنَجَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. As always is the tradition of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He will send a message through a messenger. He will tell you, those that believe, what is their reward? Those that disbelieve, what is their punishment? If he start by telling you the punishment of those that disbelieve, what of those that believe? There were those people in the community of Ad, that is the community of Anibu Hudu, and there were those in the community of Salihu in Samud that believed. What of them? Allah said, وَنَجَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those that believed, and وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and used to be careful and conscious of Allah's injunctions. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ, we certainly delivered them from this punishment. We make sure that it did not touch them. Allah secured them, the punishment did not touch them. Here Allah mentioned two things. وَنَجَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُونَ, that is Iman and Taqwa. These two things forever are very important. No matter what good work you do, you will only be paid for why you did it. There are people in the world today that are doing good job. They are philanthropists. They are giving out their time to serve people in hospitals. They are doctors. Some of them are doing voluntary work to make sure the community is going on well. But if you are to ask them, is it because of God? They'll say, no, it's not because of God. Why? They'll say, no, we are doing it because of humanity. Then let humanity pay them. Some will tell you they are doing it so that they can be counted among the philanthropists. They will be counted among them. But for the person who has faith in Allah and is doing it because he has faith, Allah said it should be done and he will do it. Since Allah is permanent, is infinite, his reward will come from the infinite, and he will have an infinite reward. So that is faith. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ تَقْوَى إِمْتُسَالِ الْأَوَامِرُ وَإِجْتِنَابِ النَّوَاهِي. Allah says, do this, you do it. Allah says, leave this, you leave it. Because Allah says, do this, you do it. He says, leave this, you leave it. وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ. Whatever comes from Allah, you take it on your head. You don't say, I'm thinking about it. There's nothing to think about. Whatever comes from Prophet, you take it on your head to do it. You don't think about it. If you combine these two things, Allah will always make sure that he delivers you from any punishment that will come. Because there are two punishments. One is lack of security. Lack of what? Security. This one puts you in constant fear. In constant fear. If there is security, there is another punishment. That one is punishment of the heart. It's called sadness. Sadness. There can be security in your house. Everybody, there is nobody who, you are not afraid of a thief. You're not afraid of anybody coming to abuse you. You're not afraid of anybody coming to touch your property. You are completely at peace, but you're not happy. Maybe you wanted a child, you didn't have a child. Maybe you wanted to become somebody, you're in the government, you didn't get it. Maybe even your wife, you looked at her, she didn't smile at you, you're not happy. So always, the human being is looking for two things in this world. What is he looking for? Security. What next thing is looking for? Happiness. Everything you are doing, look at it. You find out that you are looking for security and happiness. And these two things can never be achieved except by having faith in Allah. When you have faith in Allah, then there is no fear. You have no fear of anything anymore. when you do what Allah asks you to do, and you live what Allah asks you to live, automatically you will be happy. Sadness will be taken away from you. That's why Allah said, "Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun." For sure, those people that take Allah as their guardians, and Allah take them also too as the guardian of His injunctions, these people, there is no fear on them at all, because they are always secured. And they are never sad, because they are going according to the injunctions of Allah. Allah Himself said, He gave the reason. Allah inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Why? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Because they have faith in Allah, they believe in Allah, so there is no fear. That's why what the Vice Chancellor did by bringing work to stop at one and lectures to stop at one, as from now, he has done very well. But whatever we are doing as a Muslim, the purpose of it at the end is to seek the pleasure of Allah. Even you have been in university here, and we Muslims should stop being apologetic. We are not in this world just to work, to have money, to eat like an animal, and to be fat like an animal, and to have tall buildings like Fir'auna. No, we are here to have knowledge, to bring us close to God, so that we can Allah will be pleased with us. Then we shall receive the pleasure of Allah. This is Ramadan. After 1 o'clock, everybody should retire. Rest, read the Quran, study. It's a time that the Prophet ﷺ was given to show thanks to Allah. To show thanks to Allah for what? For giving us the Quran and giving us the Prophet ﷺ. Sha Ramadan lazi unzila fihi al-Quran hudan lin-nas wa bayyinatin minal huda wal furqan ma shahida minkum shahr falyasumhu. You should fast it. At the end, they want to tukabbirullah ala ma hadaykum wa la'allakum tashkurun. So this month, if I have my way, the school will be closed. Let everybody concentrate on himself and train himself. Allow Allah to train you as your Lord. So when I join Alina Amanu, and we saved those that have faith and believe in Allah, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and they were always upright. وَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ, like he said. Because if you have faith in Allah and you're not going according to His injunctions, then you'll never be happy. You will never be happy. If you are doing the correct thing and you don't have faith in Allah, you will never be secured. That's why you have insecurity all over the world. Despite all that they have, they have put all the army, but where is the security?
وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ.
وَيَوْمَ يُخْشَرُ أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. O Prophet ﷺ, you should wait and see. وَيَوْمَ يُخْشَرُ أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ, the day that all the enemies of Allah will be gathered, these enemies among the people of Ad and Hud, they will be gathered, إِلَى النَّارِ, gathered and headed towards the fire, وَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ, and they will be restrained, they will be restrained, they will be pushed forward, وَزَعَ يُوزَعُونَ. The way you see the header of cows, when he's going, he takes his stick. He's pushing them along to go to where they are taking their water or where they are going to graze. And he will be using the stick to also restrain them from going out. That day, that's the way those that are enemies, A'da Allahi, enemies of Allah, will be pushed, gathered, and restrained from going out of the precinct before the fire.
حتى إذا ما جاءوها شهد عليهم سمعهم وأبصارهم وجنودهم بما كانوا يعملون.
حتى إذا ما جاءوها شهد عليهم سمعهم وأبصارهم وجلودهم بما كانوا يعملون. Until when they finally came, this is where they are. This is the hell they are about to enter. شهد عليهم حتى إذا ما جاءوها شهد عليهم سمعهم. Then their hearing will bear witness against them. وأبصارهم and their sight will bear witness against them. وجلودهم and their skins will bear witness against them. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ for all that they were wont to be doing when they were in the world. Here, Allah said, حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ. سَمْعَ is not the ear, is the hearing. أبصار, sight, is not the eyes, is the sight. Allah said, this they will bear witness on them. وَجُلُودُهُمْ and then the skin. The eyes are now part of the skin. The ears are now part of the skin. The skin itself is also part of the skin. Because الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ وَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. You are all together in a place. There is a music going on. There is somebody talking. There is somebody there shouting. Your ears can distinguish between over 300,000 different voices at a time. From 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz of sound, you can differentiate. But it is your hearing that will decide which one it wants to hear. So you are hearing to something, somebody else is hearing to something else in the same venue at the same place. The same thing when it comes to sight, you have the cones in your eyes, and each of them can see thousands of colors. And at the end, with their permutations put together, the eye can differentiate over 1 million colors. The eye alone, in their shades. So, as you are going today, you are walking. In front of you, there are so many things, but what you are seeing is only your sight that knows. But the eye is seeing everything. All that the eye is seeing is not your, you have no blame on that. But what your sight is taking from the eye is what you have the blame on. Because once your eyes are seeing, or your ears are hearing, it is transported back to the brain. And your heart takes decision what the brain should focus on. You are going with a car, for example. You are just in the car in front of you. Or there's sky in front of you. There is tree in front of you. There are human beings in front of you. There are other things in front of you. But your concentration at that time is just with the car. But your eye is seeing everything, because that's the examination. Will you take your concentration off what allows you not to see? Because suddenly a lady is passing. Your eye is also seeing. But if you concentrate, then your sight sees. If you don't concentrate, it's passing, your sight did not see it. So your sight is the only one that knows what you saw. So the two of you can be sitting down. You are looking at television. Maybe the person sitting with you is not looking at the television. You don't know. But his sight is the one to tell him, is he looking at it? So, if the sight looked at something that is wrong, the eye will be punished, because it's only the punishment of the eye that he will feel. If the ears, the hearing hears from the ear what is wrong, the ear will be punished and the skin will be punished. Always your hearing is trying to hear something that will make your body enjoy it. What will make yourself enjoy it? Your sight is trying to see something with the eyes so that your body can enjoy it. If a child of 4 years is standing naked, is he bothered? A child of 2, 3, 4 years is not bothered. The same way, if that child is standing and a small a girl of about 16 years goes naked in front of him, is he bothered? He's not bothered. So he's seeing her, but that's not his sight. What may be in his mind at that time is he holding chocolate? Let me collect it. Is he holding sweet? Let me collect it. So that's what his sight is concentrated on. That's why you have to make sure that you look at what Allah asks you to look at and concentrate on what Allah asks you to concentrate on. Not what he says you should not see. And on the day of judgment, the unbelievers will come. In front of Allah, they will say, Wallahi, ma kunna mushrikin. Wallahi, we were not among you mushrik. As it came in the Quran. Allah said, because you are used to telling lies, you can tell lies here, stop. Let your sight tell us what your eyes actually focused on and saw. Let your ear, let your hearing tell us what your ears was focusing on to hear. Like we are being tafsir now, somebody can be here and it's not part of us. We don't know, but Allah knows. His own hearing knows. Somebody can be seeing us. What is seen in us is different from what others are seeing. We don't know, but his own sight knows and Allah knows. وَمَا تَكُونُ مِنْ شَانٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ وَلَا وَمَا تَكُونُ مِنْ شَانٍ مِنْ وَلَا تَتْلُو مِنْ قُرْآنٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ. You'll not be doing anything, whatever it is, even if you are reciting Quran, Allah knows exactly. Is it, are you concentrated on it, hearing it, seeing it, or no, you are just passing? وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنِ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ. Not anything, no matter how small, escapes Allah. So that day, when the camp, the unbelievers are going to tell lies, Allah will ask them to stop. Then their eyes will bear witness, their sight will bear witness, their hearing will bear witness, and their body, the skin, in this case, all part of the skin, the legs, the hands, the head, the eyes, the ear, all of them are part of the skin, they will bear witness. Not only that, every place will bear witness, every location. يوم تحدث الناس زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها لأن ربك أوحي لها. The place you stand, like this place you are sitting on, will bear witness that day. To come out and bear witness for Allah. Then the time that we are in now, we also bear witness. What time are we in? What day are we in? In which era are we in? This time we are in now, is this time is forever. If it passes, passes. It will come back on day of judgment to also bear witness. So let us be very careful in whatever we do. That everything we do, whatever is with us, is going to bear witness, including the location and the time.
وقالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون.
وقالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون. At this stage, they will turn to their body, to their skin, and ask their skin, لما شهدتم علينا. Why are you bearing witness against us? Then the skin will reply, "Antaqana Allah allazi antaqa kulla shay'in." The one that gave power for anything to be able to pronounce, give us the order and give us the will to be able to pronounce and make statements today. وهو خلقكم أول مرة. He is one that created you in the first place. Where لا يترجعون, and it's to him you are returning. Because here they are trying to protect the skin. كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. They are trying to protect the skin from punishment of hell. And it is the same skin that is bearing witness against him. Because the skin that is burning is not the one that is suffering. It's you that is feeling the pain from the skin. That's why if a particular skin covering a human body is burnt, كُلَّمَا نَدِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ فَدَّلْنَا جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ, and that skin will be put there, then you feel the punishment. The pain is not the skin. This pain is you feeling the pain that of the skin attached to you. So Allah can make everything to talk. And maybe they are talking and you're not here. You're not hearing. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يَسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Allah said, there is nothing in the firmament that is not celebrating the tasbih of Allah. But you don't understand it. Like we just said, that the hearing of the human being is from between 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. There are some creatures of Allah that beyond 20,000, after 20,000 hertz, their own is still there. Below it, their own is still there, like the bat. The bat can see when the human being cannot see. The dogs, they bark, they also whistle. Their whistling is below the level that the human being can hear. But if you are able to capture it and amplify it, you can now hear that, know that the dogs, they whistle. But because their whistling is below the hertz with which you hear, you don't hear it. The same thing, your sight is limited onto the visible range. Between the violet up to the red and yellow. That's only what you can see. But when you take your infrared camera and you snap, you can see something else. When you take your X-ray cameras and you snap, you can see the bone, which means the bone is visible. Your heart is visible now. Everything of yours is visible, but your eye, it has not gotten the capacity to see that visibility. So the where you are limited, you are limited. You are human being, highly limited. Your hearing too is limited. If the ground you are on now is talking, you don't understand it. But Allah hears everything. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, being a prophet, out of his miracle is that his hearing supersedes the hearing of another human being. His sight supersedes the sight of another human being. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be leading prayer and he will be telling you, why that was it that I was leading prayer and in my back some of you are doing this. He was facing the front, but he's telling you what is happening at the back. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be going. A mountain will be telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah. He is hearing and he will reply, Wa alaikum assalam. Those that are close to him, by the virtue of the magnetism between them and him, they should hear it. One day the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he went somewhere, he took some stones in front in his hand, and the stones were making tasbih. He gave it to Sayyidina Bakr. Sayyidina Bakr had it. Sayyidina Umar had it. Sayyidina Ali had it. Sayyidina Osman had it. The Sahaba said, but when it came to our hand, we did not hear it. And the same way, the sights of some people are beyond your normal sight. Sayyidina Osman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day a person walked into his home, said, he turned his eyes away. He said, what is the problem? He said, why would one of you enter me with sight of zina? The person asked Sayyidina Osman, is there wahi after the Prophet? That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْزُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Fear the perception of a mu'min, because his sight is beyond the normal sight that you have. His sight is now with the light of Allah, and he sees with the light of Allah. So if Allah so will, he can make anything to talk. Because Rasulullah will see people go, will be going, he will meet a camel who is stubborn. People cannot control it, and he will stop. Ask the camel to come. The camel will come, kneel down in front of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and tell the Prophet his complaint. I have been serving these people. I'm now aged. They want to go and slaughter me after serving for so long. The Prophet will ask them, "This what people are doing? Is it true?" He said, "Yes." Allow the camel to go. Or they will be traveling inside the bush. Suddenly, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will say, "All of us, you wait. I'm hearing an antelope is trying to seek me." And suddenly they will see an antelope will come. Antelope will kneel down in front of the Prophet. Talk to the Prophet. Nobody can perceive what he said, but the Prophet perceives what he said. And he will tell them, the antelope said, "I have some of my little kids that I breastfed. I left to go and look for food. Before I came, a hunter has taken them." Prophet said, "Spread and find out. Can you get the hunter?" They will spread, get the hunter, and ask him to bring it. The Prophet said, "He says, allow him to breastfeed this corpse once, then you can go with it. But I am asking you, leave it for her. If you leave it for her, Allah will reward you in the paradise." And the hunter will agree and leave it for her. So, what? Don't believe that your limit is the limit of everybody. People's limit differ. This is an animal. The same thing you can hear of Nam. Hata iza atawad Nam kala Nam latun. Ya yuhan Nam itkhulu masalik kinakum. La adimanakum Suleiman wa jinuduhu. Wahum la ashurun. Fadabas sama dahi kan min kawliha. Look, this is a Prophet Suleiman. The ants are talking far away, and he heard what the ants were saying, and they were far away. They were coming from far away, and the ants were talking. "Oh, I'm hearing the footstep of the army of Solomon. Please, let's quickly enter our underground house. So when they come, they don't come and match us and kill us." He had. Who made him to hear? "Antakana Allah allazi antaka kulla shay." Allah made them to talk. Allah made him to hear. So let you learn on the Day of Judgment.
وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم ولا جلودكم ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون.
وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم ولا جلودكم ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون. Allah is not telling us. وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم ولا جلودكم. All the time that you are committing the sins that you are committing, you are not hiding from your hearing, from your sight, and from your skins. You did not bother to hide, and you are not hiding from them. وما كنتم تستترون for them to witness what you did. ولكن ظننتم. But the time you are doing it, you thought you are hidden from Allah. Anna Allah la ya'lamu kathiran ma ta'malun. Allah did not know a lot of what you do. Here, who is it that is committing a sin of looking to where Allah asks him not to look, that the eye is not involved? The eye is recording what you are doing. As this camera is facing us now, is it not recording? There's a recorder inside, isn't it? Ah, your eyes did not record. It's because your eyes recorded and it's in your brain. That's why later on you can sit down and bring back, "Oh, I saw this today in the morning. I saw this today in the afternoon. I saw this today." You think that recording that is there is for nothing? One day it will be played back. Your ears are hearing. It's because your ears heard this, it heard that. That later on you can sit down and say, oh, this person said this to me in the morning. In a lecture, the teacher said this, the lecturer said this. So it is taught somewhere. One day it will play back. So the time that people are doing the sins, they forgot that Alam naj'al lakum aynayn wa lisanan wa shafatayn wa hadaynahun najdayn. They forgot that the tongues were given to them by Allah. The eyes was given to them by Allah. The body was given to them by Allah. They are also recording to take back to Allah. Like the recorder that is facing us now, it's recording to take back to the owner. The sight does not belong to you. It's given to you on the loan. That's why Allah said, "Wa kuntum tastasiruna." All of you, you are not thinking that you are hiding from your, you know that you are not hiding from your sight, your hearing, your skins. That's why you did it anywhere you did it, whatever you do. One day, a lady, like Sheikh Ibrahim here said, maybe it's a righteous lady. The lady was called by somebody who is stronger than her and said, "I want to fornicate with you." He said, "I have a condition. Let's agree that you can do it, but you take my condition." He said, "Oh, then I will not force you. I promise you I'll observe your condition. It's enough for me. The condition, take me to where nobody can see what we are doing. Then they went. After they went, they entered inside a house far away from the town, locked the door, and the man wanted to approach her. He said, I told you, take me to a place where nobody can see us. So nobody seen us. He said, no, there are three doors still remaining. There is a door between me and you. You are seeing me, I'm seeing you. There is still the door between me and Allah, and there is also the door between you and Allah. Have you closed it? Then the man stopped and left the lady. There was another situation that Sheikh told us that one day on the train, they were traveling on the train, when train was very efficient in the 60s. And then one man decided to pray inside the train. As he was praying, a lady there was laughing at him. He asked, "Why are you laughing, sir?" "I'm laughing at him. We are in the train. All doors are closed. And he's praying. Who is seeing him here?" The Allah is praying to is not seeing him here. Because this rule, they don't know who God is. وَمَا كُنْ تَسْتَزِرُونَ أَنْ يَشَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Because you believe that Allah did not know. If you take it that you are going to look at a naked woman on your phone because you have money to buy data, Allah gave you money to buy data, you are going to use it now to sin against Allah. Because the way these people that are of Al-Fahsha does it, you just on your phone sometimes, it pops up. If it pops up and you are looking at it, your eye does not know. Well, if at that time your malam is standing with you, will you continue to look at it or you close it? If your father is standing by you, will you continue to look at it or you close it? If your wife is standing by you, will you continue to look at it or you close it? They are not there. You continue to look at it because as far as you're concerned, Allah is not there. The issue of Allah, you have to be very careful. Allah always directs us to study His creation. You don't know Allah, but Allah directed us to His creation. Allah said, "Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard وَإِخْلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ." He directed us to the firmament to contemplate on them. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubi wa tafakkaruna fi khalqis samawati wal ard. Allah asks us to be contemplating on the creations of the firmament and on the earth, on ourselves. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim. He didn't say in himself, you can't be talking about Allah. Whatever Allah says, believe in it. Allah said, مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. Whether it's three of you, Allah said, is the fourth person. You are five in number, Allah said, is the sixth person. You are less in number, you are more in number, Allah said, is with you. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. How? You don't know. Don't say وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ بِإِلْمِهِ. No, don't tell Allah the way. Allah has said it the way it is. Leave it like that. If you don't understand, nobody said you must understand it, but you must believe it. That's why Allah said, "Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi." Believe in what you don't even understand, because the Prophet told you that. Not that until you understand. If you so much understand everything, why are you not having 100% in the exam? Why are you having that class? A teacher is teaching you something about the creation, just small things. You couldn't come out with first class or second class. And then the Prophet is telling you something. He said you must understand it. So whatever Allah says, whatever the Prophet says, believe it. And if it concerns Allah or his attributes, leave it like that. If it concerns the creation, try to understand it. Why? Because he said he created these creations for you. And to the extent you understand something, to the extent it is beneficial to you. So if you are holding a handset, a phone, and you don't know the facilities well, then it will not be able to serve you as well as you serve you. But the more you know of it, then the more it can serve you. So Allah asks us to look at the creations, contemplate on it. This sun that we are seeing, look at it there. Look at the amount of energy. Look at the hydrogen that is burning continuously. And the amount of energy is emitting. We don't even know how to use it. Till today, we don't know how to use it. We are saying, okay, bring solar panel, take the heat, convert it to current, then go back, go and put an inverter, invert it. Look at, this is to tell you your own limitation. In your house, you want to heat to cook. You want to heat to press. It consumes a lot of energy, but look at the heat from the sun, you cannot use it. But when it is time, Allah will open it. When Allah opens it, then everybody will look at it. Ah, why did we waste our time going to make a dam, going to make this, before we can get electricity? Like today, look at our phone. This year, Abubakar, that first floor there, the whole of it was a computer. The whole first floor of year, Abubakar, was a computer in our time in the 70s. You have to punch cards, put the card into card reading machines. It will read it, say it to the computer. You want to solve a matrix of 100 by 100. Everybody has to shut down. You come back on Sunday, you are the only one, then it will run it. A small calculator today will do that for you, let alone a small phone. So everything, we have limitations. So Allah is what he says he is. Wherever you are, Allah is there. وَهُوَ مَاكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. How is he there? It's not your business.
وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَأَرْدَيْكُمْ وَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. وَذَلِكُمْ, indeed, that is it. ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ, that is your thought of your own Lord that is training you and nurturing you. فَأَرْدَيْكُمْ, because of this your wrong thought of Allah, it made you to perish yourself. فأصبحتم من الخاسرين, and you end up being among the losers. We have told you that Allah, by the time you get to the age of 21, Allah is your sole Lord that is training you. And that's why when you are starting, you said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. For you to know that your Lord is also the Lord of the whole of the creation. By the time you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, it's like on behalf of the whole cosmos, you stand before Allah and you are thanking Allah, praising Allah for taking care of the whole cosmos, with you inclusive. Like we said, the Prophet asked us, when we come to Ruku, we should say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Far away is he removed from imperfection. My Lord that is nurturing me and growing me and training me. Because Tarbiyah is from the Lord. So, we don't have bad thoughts of Allah. Allah said, Ana inda zanni abidi bi. I'm with the thought of my servant. If he thinks of me to be good, so be it. If he thinks of me to be bad, so be it. Everything that you see is happening is not, none escapes Allah. And it's part of your training that Allah is giving you. So when you hear people are saying, Tarbiyah, 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 what is Tarbiyah? Tarbiyah is from Allah, it's not from anybody. When you are giving birth to, the first person to do Tarbiyah for you is your mother. Your mother is breastfeeding you. Sometimes he will deny you. He knows you are not hungry. You are just wanting it. He doesn't care. But she will not allow you to suffer. By the time you get to the age of 2 and past that, your father will join in Tarbiyah, like we said. By the time you get to the age of 7, your father will take more charge of the Tarbiyah. By the time you get to the age of 14, a malam or a teacher will continue. By the time you get to the age of 21, you are free on your own. That's why, by technically, most of you are supposed to graduate at the age of 21. At that time, you will find out that a lot of things you don't know. Before you graduate, the last thing you are asked to do is to carry out a project. What is this project? What is the meaning of it? Something you crave to know and crave to improve on, and for now you don't know it. Your teacher is not going to tell you, but he will assist you. You are the one to go and look for the solutions, gather the data, put them together, find out, is there an improvement you can do? Then write it up. He's teaching you now how to be on your own and how to listen to what is coming to you. So from the age of 21, the Tarbiyah goes solely to God. That's why even if you are in Tariqa Tijaniya and any Sheikh in Tijaniya wants to do Tarbiyah for you, he's only going to give you the zikr that you should be reciting. He will never tell you anything after that. Because Allah is the one that is training all of us. So, Zannukum bi Rabbikum. So, if you are going to think of your Lord, think good of him. If you think bad, then it will perish you. Ardekum. Fazbatum min al-khasirin. And you end up being the loser.
فَإِن يَصْبِرُوا فَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ وَإِن يَسْتَعْجِبُوا فَمَا هُمْ مِنَ الْمُعْتَبِينَ
وَإِن يَصْبِرُوا فَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ وَإِن يَسْتَعْجِبُوا فَمَا هُمْ مِنَ الْمُعْتَبِينَ Therefore, O Yawma Yusharu, إِلَى النَّارِ وَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ O Yawma Yusharu, أَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ وَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ Now they have been brought to the front of the hellfire. They are trying to defend themselves. They couldn't defend themselves because they were telling lies. Wallahi Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. We were never associated partners with Allah. But now they are hearing their sight and their body have borne witness on them. Even their skins have talked. The leg talked. You took me to such and such a place. The eyes talked. You took me to see such and such. The hand talked. You used me to hit somebody. You used me to kill somebody. You did all this. Now, Allah has told them, you have come to hellfire. Is there anything? Allah will not punish anybody until he has ascertained that you know what you have done and your guilt has been proved beyond doubt. حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما. Allah said, I forbid injustice to myself and I make it between you forbidden. فلا تظلموا. Don't ever do injustice. So Allah will not take you to hell until you confirm that you have done and you admit to what you have done because you see it yourself. At this stage, Allah is saying, فَإِنْ يَزْبِرُوا فَالنَّارُ مَصْوًى لَهُمْ. Even if they are patient that now they did it, they agree, they are still going to hell. وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْتِبُوا فَمَا هُمْ مِنَ الْمُوتَبِينَ. If they also seek Allah that they should be honored and return back, because it is to blame. Oh, we can receive all the blame. Permit us to come back. Sabina Farjina Nama Salihan Inna Mukinun Absarna Sabina Absarna. We have seen, we have heard. Return us back to the world. We are going to do something else. Allah said, if you are to return them back to earth, they will do what they did before. And how can they return? There is a bridge between life of this world and life of the hereafter. What is that bridge? Death. Barzakh. You entered it, you have come out. Barzakh has been removed. The bridge has been removed. How do you come back to the earth? يَوَتُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. The earth has been changed. So whatever you are in hereafter is where you are. وَإِنْ يَسْبِرُوا فَالنَّارُ مَصْوًى لَهُمْ وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْتِبُوا فَمَا هُمْ مِنَ الْمُوتَبِينَ. If they seek to be honored by Allah, that they should be blamed so that they can be forgiven and be given another chance, they will not be given. They are patient or they are not patient, they will be in hell.
وقيضنا لهم قرناء فزينوا لهم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وحق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس إنهم كانوا خاسرين.
وقيدنا لهم قرناء فزينوا لهم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وحق عليهم القول في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم من الجن والإنس إنهم كانوا خاسرين. Allah said, in this world, since they disbelieved, وَقَيَّدْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَا, we attached to them a partner. زَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Whatever they are going to do that is evil, they will make it look good for them, whether it's before them or what people up before them did that was wrong, they will make it look good for them. Whether it is out of the demons, they have this partner, or out of the human beings, they have this partner. وَقَيَّدْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَا فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ مَا خَلْفَهُمْ. And they will make it good to them. These Qurana are partners that Allah gives to everybody. If you like to be telling lies, they will continue to make you to believe in lies. وَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ. And the statement of Allah will come to pass over them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. They are indeed people that are losers. Allah, after he created, he knows who is going to heaven. هؤلاء إلى الجنة ولا أبالي. He knows who will go to hell. هؤلاء إلى النار ولا أبالي. These ones are going to hell, I don't care. But those that are going to heaven and those that are going to hell, all of them believe that they should go to heaven. Not only that, all of them believe that they should be first class servants of Allah. Allah said, "Wa ma halaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'buduni." Yes, we will worship you, all of you, we are first class. Everybody believes he should be in presence of Allah on Day of Judgment, like the prophets and the messengers of Allah and the angels. But you are brought to the world for Allah to tell you that this is where your position is. So you are the one to now tell Allah where you are. After you have witnessed against yourself, then you will be there. That's why in this world, you have people that will deceive you. Allah was face-to-face during Nasi, in the Jinnati, one Nasi. Those that are always coming to your mind to tell you what to do, whether it is good or it is bad. So don't allow yourself to be led to do what is bad. Whatever you are doing, and you don't want anybody to come and see you doing like the Prophet says, then you know it's bad. Because a person who is fornicating doesn't want it to be led, to the secret to be let out. Look at even this democracy that is going on in a crazy manner that you can call it a democracy. The people that are contesting, even though people know that they are bad, none of them want anybody to show his secret that he once committed fornication, he was a fornicator. Why? Because he knows it's bad. None of them wants to show, to be seen, that he lied somewhere. Why? He knows it's bad. None of them wants to be proven that he once promised and he failed in his promise. Why? He knows it's bad. That's why today, after people leave the government, or people in government, they are saying, when you are campaigning, this was your promise. Now you are there. What did you do? So all this is telling us that we shouldn't allow people, or whether it's a jinn or the demon or the human beings, to lead us astray. Immediately you want to go astray, Allah himself would get people to lead you astray. Because by wanting to go astray, you have cheated Allah. The same way, وَعَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Immediately you have tend to go with Allah and what he's telling you, Allah will also send somebody to you to train you to do the right thing. That's why those that love the Prophet, they want to be like the Prophet. They want to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A child has this in mind, I want to do good, I want to come first in the class. Then he will find somebody who will teach him well to do that. But you have it in your mind to cheat, then Allah will send somebody to you to lure you into cheating. And at the end, the statement of Allah will pass on you, your mind was not good. That's why you wanted those things, and that's why those people are sent to you. So don't say a leader was led astray by bad people surrounding him. No, that's what his mind wanted. And Allah gave him those people. Because if a leader is good, and people surrounding him are bad, do you know what will happen? They will be quarreling. Well, it doesn't seem them quarreling, that's what his mind wants. Let's take the example of our Prophet Moses. His brother followed him. Did he quarrel with his brother? No. Did his brother ever went against the injunctions of his Musa, Harun? No. What of the Bani Israel? They went against the injunction of Prophet Moses. Were they always in the same page with Anil Musa? No, they were always quarreling. Sacrifice a calf, they will be arguing with him. What kind of is it? What is the color? What is this? What is the description? But then let's take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who are those closest to him? Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Talha, Zayd, Bilal, Abdurrahman bin Auf, Sa'd, Sa'id, Abdullah bin Abbas, Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Amr bin As, Hamza, look at all disciples. Is there any of them that were in a disagreement with the prophet? Why? He was good, and his goodness radiated and captured and magneted all disciples into goodness. So if you are good and you want to do good, those surrounding you will eventually be themselves good. So don't defend any leader who is bad by saying those surrounding him. No, there's something like that. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi. Falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. A person is in the religion of his bosom friend. Then look at it, who is your bosom friend? If it's good, then you are good. If it's bad, then ask yourself. وَقَيَّدْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَا وَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. And what happened to the first nations who were like that? It will happen to them, and they will all be among the losers. No question. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah give us good companions in this world that will help us to serve Allah properly. May Allah give us good companions in our homes that will help us to obey the Prophet properly. May Allah give us good companions in within ourselves that will assist us in obeying Allah properly. Bijah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah make us to pass this Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, having faith in Allah and doing it, reckoning on what we are going to get from Allah. May Allah make us to see this Ramadan up to the end. As the rains are coming, may Allah give us blessed rain. May Allah give us blessed rain. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah bring prosperity to our country. May Allah increase the amount of Muslims in our country. May Allah increase all of us in iman. May Allah reward our ulamas for us. May He reward our sheikhs for us. May Allah reward the companions for us. May He reward the Prophet for us. May Allah elevate Islam above any other thing. May Allah elevate Muslims. May Allah protect the Ummah of the Prophet. May Allah destroy the enemies of the Ummah of the Prophet. May Allah destroy the enemies of the Prophet. All those that are involved in assisting the killing in Palestine, may Allah destroy them. All those involved in assisting Israel against Palestine, may Allah destroy them. Whether they are involved openly or secretly, may Allah destroy them. Allah, we don't know them, you know them. Allah destroy them for us. May Allah assist Palestine and assist our brothers in Palestine. May Allah weaken America. May Allah weaken America. May Allah weaken the British. May Allah weaken them. All the enemies of Islam, may Allah weaken them. Mujahid Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us to have knowledge that is beneficial to all of us. May Allah give us the Quran and give us the knowledge in it. May Allah give us the love of the Prophet and give us the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us to end this world with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah al-Alim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلف والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العزيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.